Something versus something.
I'm Austin Reyes.
And I'm Barrett Enloe.
And this is the podcast where we heatedly debate two rivals and permanently decide a winner.
Enjoy the episode. All right, welcome back, y'all. Today's topic is Team Stark versus Team Cap. And we have a guest, which Austin will introduce really quick.
Yes, I will. The guest we have today is a special guest. It is my lovely, lovely girlfriend, Emily Rowe.
Hi.
Yep, that's Emily. So we've been dating for a long time now. And one of the big things that we started dating was that I'm Team Stark hands down. I love Iron Man. That's like part of my personality, okay?
Yes, and I am 100% Team Cap. So we're like the impossible couple because we have very different views.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a knife driven between you and your relationship?
You know, you could call it a knife, but you could call it, you know, it's made us stronger.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You like have to learn to...
You have to learn.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is a debate we've already had many times, long before the podcast.
Yeah, it was probably one of our first conversations is probably Marvel and how I'm Team Cap and he's Team Stark. So,
well,
yeah, we can get in with a little into it. First topic to talk about. Okay. Who was right
in the movie
Civil War?
Who was right in Civil War? Who do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You can start.
I can start. Okay. Well, I have two articles pulled up here. Why Iron Man was right in Captain America Civil War. So he makes one good point, and it was how Steve Rogers, Captain America, handled Bucky, right? Because Bucky in this movie is on the verge of becoming a Hydra-raging psychopathic serial killer at any moment if they just say 10 words to him, you know? And you know what Captain America does? He flies him off in some Quinjet. He has him run through a freaking airport with half the Avengers. Iron Man was much smarter here. They should have detained Bucky, not only for his safety, but for the safety of everyone around him.
I think Captain America was just thinking this is his long lost best friend, mm-hmm. and he was wanting to do anything to save him.
So, like this article says, you could say Rogers let his personal feelings get in the way of his actual duty.
Yes, but this is more of like a subplot in Civil War to me. The whole, like, yes, it's about Bucky, but it's also about the Accords. And the reason why Stark and Captain America are fighting is because of the Accords.
Okay. So I have another article pulled up, why Iron Man was right and why supporting a Captain America would be totally insane. Couldn't agree more.
You came prepared.
I did come prepared. I did. So this article says that the Avengers battle leaves a lot of collateral damage, right? And over 100 countries ask them to submit some oversight, right? So the U.S. Secretary of State urges them to sign. Tony Stark agrees. He's trying to get the Avengers accountable for some of the damage. Because who's going to pay for it? Loki?
For Tony Ultron? Stark's actions, no. though. He created Ultron. Tony Stark created Ultron, not Captain America. Did he talk to any of the other Avengers about this monstrosity that he created?
Bruce Banner.
Besides Bruce Banner?
Look, Captain America's all like, oh, we're a team. We'll lose. We'll do that together too. Well, in that case, then it wasn't Tony Stark that made the Ultron. It was the Avengers as a team. That's what Captain America would say.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Well, present your argument now. It's your turn.
Okay. So the Accords, this is what this is all about. What Civil War, if you've seen it, it's about the Sokovia Accords because of what happened in Sokovia with Ultron, right? Thousands of people died. It was tragic, right? All these lives were lost because of the Avengers. And while I do recognize that there might need to be some checks and balances with the Avengers, the way that Tony Stark goes about it wasn't okay. It was more of an ambush on the rest of the Avengers, like, hey, you have to sign it or you're going to get kicked out of the team and there will be repercussions. There was no warning. And so obviously Captain America would be thrown off by it because he has military background and he has this like patriotism for the country and protecting the country, which, yeah, he is morally sound in my opinion. And so the way that Tony Stark went about it, I don't think was okay. He just kind of ambushed them with the Accords. And I do agree. The Savas hands is still, when he says, the Savas hands is still our own. Yeah, I agree with him. It's not the government, because the government in Avengers was trying to nuke New York City.
That was S.H.I.E.L.D. That was S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which was corrupt, which is a form of checks and balances for the Avengers, and we know it was corrupt. So can you blame Captain America for questioning the Accords and questioning if this is the right thing?
So when we get down to the meat of the argument, the meat of this subtopic, this is one subtopic, and it was who was right in Civil War. Honestly, as a full-blooded Iron Man fan, I'm not 100% sure if Iron Man was right, but I know that the idea he had behind it was right.
And I can agree. I think Captain America wasn't 100% right either. I don't think there was any, like, this is the best plan for either one of their points was not the best plan. So Captain America, his flawed was a little thinking. His thinking was a little flawed. So. Mm-hmm.
I just had a point. Go ahead, Barrett.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like this argument is pretty, like, just personal bias. Yeah. Who do you like better?
I think so.
But I do understand the, like, Iron Man kind of, like, snitched vibe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like he kind of, like, sold the team away to the government, which is not the whole argument, but, like, I'm looking at the teams right now. I feel like Team Iron Man is cooler.
Yeah, they are. Thank you, Barrett.
But I understand the, like, loyalist view of, like, oh, I'm sticking with the...
Yeah.
Like, we're going against the government. Like, that's cool. But I'm like, they got Black Panther, Spider-Man, War Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, like, Hawkeye and Falcon on the other team.
Yeah. Which, we'll move into that as our next subtopic. But really quick, in real life, there wouldn't be a team cap. I'm just saying. There would not be some rebellion against the government. If the U.S. government wanted if the U.N. wanted the Avengers to register themselves or whatever, it happened. They wouldn't fight it.
But if they had Scarlet Witch, they could just be like, no, and then kill everyone in the government.
Well, if they did that, then Iron Man would be completely right, because that's not morally that righteous facts on the Avengers. I don't know. Would you say this one's a tie on who's right? Or do you want to keep... Do you want to say Cap 1 or do you want to say Stark 1? I'm fine with a tie.
I would say just a tie.
Okay. First subtopic. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Tied. All right. And Barrett is fine with it. Now we're moving into whose team is cooler. Iron Man, hands down. Hands. This is not a tie. He's got Black Panther. He's got Spider-Man. He's got Vision. He's got himself, who is arguably the coolest guy on the team. And he's got War Machine.
Yeah, Iron Man's team is pretty stacked. I'm not going to lie. He has some, and I love Spider-Man. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. Probably my second favorite superhero. But Captain America does still have some good superheroes.
Like two.
That are strong.
I think he's just got Scarlet Witch.
He's just got Scarlet Witch.
But
like Winter Soldier's Bucky, cool. Mm-hmm. He's cool. Like in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and he kind of does get his butt kicked a little bit.
By Spider-Man. Him and Falcon get bodied by Spider-Man. Ant-Man,
that's the first time we saw Giant Man, correct? Yeah. And that was a cool scene. I was like, wow, this is so cool.
That is the coolest scene, I think, in MCU, other than like the last Infinity War fight scene.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool scene.
That airport scene is so cool.
But in order to do it, they had to nerf Vision. They nerfed Vision. They nerfed Iron Man and War Machine. Like, they really nerfed War Machine. He probably got it the worst out of anyone. He's being like he uses every freaking bullet and missile in his arsenal to destroy a bus as it's like being swung at him. That's the dumbest thing ever.
And he still almost dies.
And Vision just decides to not take care of Giant Man for like 30 minutes. I guess he's just sitting watching, you know, and then he finally decides to go and do something. But to be fair, they did nerf Scarlet Witch pretty bad too.
Oh, yeah.
She is crazy powerful.
But it is early in like MCU though,
that
kind
is
of.
True.
So I don't think she was as trained yet.
Sure. And we didn't really know what she was capable of unless you're like a comic book fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Same with Spider-Man though at the time. It's just like he's like learning everything.
Yeah. Which you could say that Scarlet Witch wasn't nerfed, but rather since it was like early on, that they just made her way too powerful in the other movies. You know what I mean? You could argue that. But
wait, what is this? Is this after Age of Ultron?
Yes.
So we already kind of knew what Scarlet Witch is about.
Yeah, she shows some power. She
not like full potential, but
yeah, she is quite powerful in that movie. But I think Tony Stark has got a stacked team.
He does. I will admit that.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. From the words of the number one Team Cap fan in the world. All right. Well.
But you got to remember, some of Tony Stark's loyal members regretted the Accords.
I think only Black Widow was.
No, Black Widow and Rhodes in Infinity War.
Okay.
Right? And he's like, and I paid the price for that when he was talking to.
Yeah. Talk about nerfing Vision. They made him miss. They made him miss Falcon. Like, oh, my bad. Whoopsie daisy. He misses. Are you? Oh, my gosh. And he cripples another team member. I don't know about you, but if I accidentally crippled one of my own teammates, I would feel like a complete idiot, guys. And Vision's like a computer turned into a person. He's like supposed to.
He didn't have aim assist or anything?
He didn't have.
He had not.
Where was his aim assist? Where was his lock on? Where is his computer programming missing? Oh, my goodness. It's like how I feel about MacBook. It's a computer. It can do everything, but then it just. It's stupid sometimes.
I thought you loved.
Yeah, that's our last episode. I did say it's a love-hate. Did I not say that last episode?
I think I did.
Love-hate relationship with Mac. I love it and then I hate it, but it's still better.
You'll learn to love it.
You'll learn to love it, yeah.
Do you want to move on to the next?
Yeah, we'll move on to the next one. Cause
I'm just now seeing this topic.
Yeah, because she said that Team Stark is better. She said that. But it's who'd win in a fight. And this is just 1v1 Iron Man, Captain America.
I think there's a lot of different factors that we need to consider. Are we saying that Tony Stark has his armor? Are they fully suited up? Is Captain America allowed to use his shield? Those are a lot of things when you say, oh, well, Tony Stark can destroy Captain America with his beams and stuff.
Is Captain America allowed to have his super soldier serum? Do we want to say that? Or is he going to be a scrawny kid from Brooklyn?
That's in his genetics now.
All right.
Let's go both fully suited up.
Yeah.
Shields.
So Cap with his shield, Iron Man with his armor.
Okay.
Iron Man
would win. Let's take a look in Civil War.
Oh, let's not talk about Civil War.
Captain America clearly won.
Because they nerf him. Was that a 1v1? Or did he have... Is some help from his little...
But it ended as a 1v1.
Did it, though? Did it... Because if I remember correctly, what happens is Iron Man has him down. Iron Man's like, stand down. Final warning. And then Captain America does his... Oh, he thinks he's so cute.
I could do this all day.
Whatever. No, you can't. But anyway, then Iron Man turns around because Bucky's like trying to tickle his foot or whatever. So Iron Man turns around and literally obliterates his face by kicking him in the face. Like, that has got to hurt. Bucky is concussed at that point. Like, that's got to hurt.
Poor Bucky.
But yeah. But then, Captain America picks him up and does the whole thing and slams a shield in his suit. That's not a 1v1, okay?
Well, I think Captain America was holding back, just like how Tony Stark was holding back
as well.
They
were both holding back, but it was a 2v1. Okay. He was a 2v1, or that was a 2v1. They took out his aiming system. They took out his boots. They made sure to do that, right? Cap catches his foot and then takes out his rocket. And then he's like, oh, aiming system down. Oh, wow, that's convenient for Captain America and Bucky. Which, by the way, Iron Man still overcomes. He eyeballs it. He's like, boom. Amazing.
No aim assist.
Yeah, no aim assist. Vision. Vision's a robot. Still missed. Iron Man is his inventor, and he got it. Anyway. So I don't think that was a fair 1v1. I'm talking, this will be back to like the bear versus the gorilla. So like in an open field, they're both mad at each other, so they're not holding back. That was a crazy episode. Do you remember that, Barrett, when we talked about that?
About
the bear versus the gorilla. Yeah, no, they both killed each other's families or something like that.
Ooh, what if we...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Should we bring some of that into
Yeah,
this?
We're doing that with Iron Man now, so...
So wait, for a little backstory.
A little backstory.
Yeah. We pretty much had a grizzly bear versus a silverback gorilla. That was the argument. Who would win in a fight to the death?
That was episode 6.
But we were like, how would this even happen? Like, where... So we added some backstory, like... The gorilla murdered all the bear's family, stole a bunch of money from him.
Yeah.
Like, and then vice versa. The bear did that to the gorilla.
They were mad at each other.
And they're both starving, like really hungry. I don't know if that would affect this argument at all, because they're humans.
No, I mean, maybe.
Might make him give him a little headache. But
it would make Emily more scary when she's hungry.
Let's say this. Iron Man murdered all of Team Cap, excluding Captain America. And then Captain America murdered all of Team Iron Man, which is just, it's a little unrealistic, but it's fine.
First off, if Iron Man murdered all of Team Cap, he would definitely win because he's already killed Wanda, which is crazy.
But if Cap kills Vision, that's crazy.
That would be crazy.
He's got to like sneak attack, like chop his head off or something. There's no way.
That's true. So they're mad at each other. They're not holding back. They're fighting to kill. Iron Man wins. Iron Man wins.
I don't know. I think it would be a very close fight because I imagine that Captain America would be able to disarm Tony Stark from like in his suit. Like he would be able to knock off all his stuff, his special things, his aim assist, his little beams that come out of his hands or whatever. He would like break the system by like punching it because Captain America is super strong.
Yeah.
Stark is not as strong.
All I remember is when that one scene in Civil War, it's my favorite scene when Iron Man annihilates Captain America where he's like, he's punching on him and then Iron Man's like, analyze fight pattern. And then it analyzes. And then he's like, he says, I can't say that what he actually says, but he says, kick his butt. And then boom, 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 boom. Captain America doesn't even know where he is anymore. He's dazed and confused. He thinks he's back in Brooklyn in the 40s or something.
Captain America still came up on top on that fight.
Like I said, that's because of Bucky trying to tickle Iron Man's heel. And then he inverts his nose in. Oh my gosh, he kicks him in the face.
My biggest pet peeve in like specifically MCU movies, but just superhero movies is when characters and like heroes or villains don't use their full powers all the time in fights.
Yeah, and
like why couldn't Iron Man been like analyze two people's fight patterns?
Yeah, and he's got that arc reactor blast too, man.
Yeah,
that would underutilize,
man.
He vaporizes Bucky's arm with that. That means he could destroy Captain America's shield with it. That means it'd be toast.
He'd blow a hole right in that sucker. But it's made from vibranium, which we know is
that's what Bucky's arm is made out of.
Indestructible.
I know, but is that not what Bucky's arm is made out of at that point? I know he gets one later.
When he gets it from Wakanda, I think that's when it's made from.
But did Hydra not make it out of vibranium? We need to look this up now. We need to look this up.
I don't remember.
You got it, Barrett? All right, we're going to look it up. But in the meantime, I think Iron Man, Captain America can try and disarm him, but then he'll boom, 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 blast his shield right out of his hands.
I think if Captain America gets him out of his suit, which is ridiculous. I mean, his suit is overpowered. It's overpowered.
He made it, so
if he gets him out of his suit, he would destroy Tony Stark.
It's not like Blue Beetle where the suit just fell out of the sky and he got it. No, Iron Man built that suit.
In a cave! With a box of scraps!
In this scenario that we made up, if Tony Stark killed Bucky, it's game over because Captain America is very emotional and has this attachment to him. Like, he's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
It was a titanium arm that Hydra gave him. And then in Infinity War, T'Challa gave him the vibranium.
I was right.
And T'Challa is on which team in Civil War? That's what I thought. No words. She's speechless.
But don't even get me started up because he wasn't. Never mind.
Which he's the true hero of that movie, Black Panther. Like he's the true hero. I mean, he's the one that actually stops Zemo in the end, and then
yeah.
Anyway,
I will say I feel like this is just personal opinion. I don't really like Bucky that much, and I feel like he's like the big theme for like Team Cap, like why you root for them. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of. I don't know. Like, I love Captain America, and like, honestly, I loved Ant-Man in this movie.
Yeah.
Because that was back when Ant-Man was like cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after the second movie, I was kind of like, I don't really
care.
And
then they ruined him.
Yeah. The second movie's bad. And then the third Ant-Man movie is like 46% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I didn't even go watch the third Ant-Man because I was like, no.
Quantumania?
I would say that one was actually a bad movie, but the Kang stuff was cool. And then, you know, Jonathan Majors, like, did his thing.
Yeah.
So now he's not really around anymore.
back to fighting, right? We still haven't decided a winner on that one, right? I say Iron Man, hands down.
I think Captain America, because I think he would disarm his weapons and destroy his suit and then beat the crap out of him.
Okay. I don't think he'd be able to. I think he'd be like, let me throw my shield. And then Iron Man would blast that thing out of the sky.
And we know his shield can block his beams.
Yeah, it can block like a quarter of his body. Aim for the legs, Iron Man. Oh, your aim assist is out. Eyeball it. We already know he can do it.
Oh my goodness.
Coolest scene in Civil War.
This is interesting. I was curious because like I didn't know the specifics of his powers, Captain America's powers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Wikipedia, so it might not be super accurate.
Okay.
But it says abilities enhanced to peak of physical perfection, which doesn't sound like super strength to me. It sounds like The Rock or like...
So, man, he's just like Dwayne
LeBron
Johnson.
Or something, yeah.
LeBron?
Man, enhanced to the peak of physical perfection. Like, it sounds like a really high-level athlete. I always thought it was like Spider-Man. But let me double check this.
That's Spider-Man almost bodies Captain America in that movie.
Yeah, and we do know Spider-Man holds back. Confirmed and
because he's like fighting his heroes. It'd be like... If someone equipped me to go fight Chris Pratt, I would be like, dude, I really don't want to fight you, man. I love you. You know, I don't want to do that to you.
Just Chris Pratt or like Star-Lord?
No, like Chris Pratt. Like
Parks and Rec Chris Pratt?
if it's Parks and Rec Chris Pratt,
I
especially don't want to fight him. I love him, that show. But we're referencing all our episodes this episode. It is the finale. We didn't mention that. This is the final something versus something episode, guys.
He has a healing factor.
That's a healing factor.
I mean, I believe it.
I don't think it's like Wolverine level.
No.
It says accelerated healing factor.
He's an enhanced super soldier. We know that from the first movie. So, I mean, if you were going to make a super soldier, you would want him
All I remember from the first movie is him wearing a bunch of pajamas and dancing on stage.
Oh, whatever.
I only watched the first act. Do I need to watch the rest of the movie? Does anything else happen besides that? Or no?
That's all.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He like ends World War One or something. I don't know. Or is it World War Two? I don't know.
But I think that Captain America went down, he did not need to put that thing.
Yeah.
That was
And
so
there's a
stupid.
Deleted scene from Endgame where War Machine is like, couldn't you just like gotten off the ship? He says that to Captain America. And Captain America's like thinking about it.
He could have done a lot of different things, but in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. See, and we want to leave the decision-making of the Avengers to this man. He's going to put the whole team in ice for 70 years.
Hey, we know Captain America is worthy because he could...
Totally forgot about
when
that.
When the 70 years is up, the whole team is like sad, like misses their girlfriends and stuff.
Yeah. They all miss out on their dances, like Captain America. They're all super confused. Oh my goodness. Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on the fight.
Yes.
But Iron Man would totally win. Oh my gosh. But anyway, I think it's time to pick a winner now. So in case you didn't know this, Emily, we count down from three all together.
Okay.
And then we say who we think won.
I'm going to admit I didn't really have an opinion going in, like a strong opinion. Okay. I thought I knew. I'm not going to say what I thought I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But after this, I definitely know.
Oh gosh.
You know your opinion now?
I know my opinion now. Okay. I just haven't seen specifically Civil War in so long.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need a little refresher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I know now.
You know now? Okay.
A lot of mine is based on the Accords. Just consider the Accords and how wrong it was for Tony Stark to do that.
We deemed that a tie, did we not?
Yes, but...
It is hard, man. To me, it's the team is better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They feel like
a team of snitches, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They're a team of trying to do the right thing. But anyway, it's time to pick a winner. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I think so.
Three, two, one.
Captain America.
You heard it here, folks.
No.
That's me and Barrett.
See, I surprised myself with this one, actually.
Really?
I think it all comes down to the team.
The team?
Spider-Man and Black Panther.
Spider-Man.
That's literally my whole argument.
He does have a pretty good team, But what Captain America stands for is what I...
The argument, I think Cap's team wins. But at the end of the day, I'm like...
Y'all legally both love Iron Man now, right?
Crazy.
More than Captain America, right? Right, Emily?
No.
You don't want to break the rules of something versus something. We will come
sorry.
At you.
Yes.
Okay, that's better. All right, well, that was the last episode of Something versus Something.
It's crazy.
It's been great to argue with you all, you know, for 8 episodes. Should we go over what you legally have to like now? Let's go over it.
So we got I love
you love Whataburger.
Barbecue bacon burger.
I love PlayStation.
PlayStation so much.
You love it a lot.
Oh
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you love Michael Jordan.
I'm Michael Jordan.
I love Ford. I love Friends.
Love Friends.
That's a national tragedy, that episode. It's crazy. Because that was a coin toss episode.
It really was.
That's terrible. Who won the gorilla one?
The bear.
The bear? Yeah, we both have our
we love grizzly bears.
I remember that now. The bear won. Apple is a better product.
For sure.
A better company. And Iron Man's the best Avenger.
Yeah.
And Ken America is just a dumb idiot.
It's crazy. And if we say otherwise, if we say otherwise to any of those arguments, I think we're legally bound to like spend 30 days in prison or something like that.
I think it's actually 25 years. It's a 25.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't have agreed to come on if I knew this was the...
See, we don't tell the guests that there's a possibility of a life sentence.
Austin never told me.
Wow.
I was the only one that knew that actually. Sorry guys, I probably should have said something.
I'm like, I'm dropping this class.
Well, that has been Something versus Something. Thank you to everyone who listened.
Thank you guys.
Something versus Something.
Well, the debate's over. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure to tell all your friends about your new opinion. Thanks for listening.